صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The love of the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. This is a very clear element, and it's a fundamental belief and element within our faith. The love for the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, can be clearly seen from prophetic narrations, can be clearly seen from the Quranic verses. But just as a Muslim and as an ummati, we need to ask ourselves, how should we express our love for the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Hul Aliyah, they beautifully tell us that our life should be spent following the prophetic way. And just mentioning about the love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how important it is. If we reflect on those students who saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those blessed individuals who adopted the company and who were privileged to adopt the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was their mindset in regards to the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Were they all just verbal? Did they just express their love via their poetry, via their words? Or was their love at a different level? Did they increase their love day by day? So my dear respectable viewers, I'd just like to mention a bit about the Sahaba Kiram's love and devotion to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, so that we gain inspiration and we can practically take this forward as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. If we look at the life of the Sahaba Kiram, they truly left no stone unturned in expressing their love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It's mentioned about the Sahaba Kiram that they kissed the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of devotion. They kissed his blessed feet. They preserved his blessed hair mubarak. They competed for his wudu water, and the ablution water, the companions would struggle just in order to attain the water which was flowing, which had touched the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. If we further look in their blessed life, we can clearly see the Sahaba Kiram collected the perspiration, the blessed sweat mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They protected his blood. They took cure from the blessed saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They sought remedy and shifa through the blessed touch of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They cried for him, they yearned for him. In their homes with their family members, their hearts were still attached to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout their day-to-day life, the Sahaba Kiram, through their businesses, they would not forget their connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though they may be amongst their children, their family members, their hearts were still attached with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, to the extent that they lived their life and died for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now my dear respectable viewers, these are all exceptional points and facts in the life of the Sahaba Kiram. But how can we take this forward? How can we practically take this forward? Just the one message I'd like to leave you with is we must live our life in expressing our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a manner. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam comes to us and his blessed appearance is shown to us in our grave, then we uncontrollably recite salat and salam, we start crying, we go and we recognize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear respectable viewers, a point to take away from this Madani Pearl is that we need to observe our life today. And how much love do we express for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we keep it just to verbal? Whenever somebody is praising the Prophet, we are also happy, our hearts are overjoyed. But then when it comes to the practical side, my dear respectable viewers, how much are we taking this forward? The Sahaba Kiram left no stone unturned. We as ummatis, it is our duty that we express our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the following manner: by praising him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by acting upon his prophetic teachings, by following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever we may go, if somebody was to look at us, they would be reminded of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of us with the ability to truly follow in the prophetic way, to express such love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that people are also inspired, and that we make a practical change within our life.